This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, what a classic. Teyana Taylor, Ghostface Killah, Method Man, and Red Man. Method Man. Sunday nights, we watch Power in our robe because Power comes on Sunday, and they would watch it in their
robe. I've never seen it.
No Red Bull either.
Well, I'm really down, man.
I know you are, and you should be.
What happened if we found out who did it? Do I wait outside and say, hey, let me talk to you?
I'm with you on this one.
That hurt.
I'm with you on this one.
Shout out Larry, man.
Don't let me find out.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The Domino Tournament, the $25 buy-in. I just found out Tyshawn Jackson's fifth annual has been up to 50.
Why don't you ask Butler?
He's somewhere like in Greece or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he's playing tennis.
Okay, why are you saying that? Okay, and he can.
He was frisky at the end of those playoffs. He's still got so much energy. He's playing tennis.
This is how you tricked Willer. Willer don't know you tricked him.
How so?
Because you're telling me nobody wants Butler, but during that whole diatribe I went on with Butler in just the two games, now you come back and pounce on him like he ain't all that. Because of his age. Well, and now you're saying he ain't too attractive.
I always said his age was an issue. You know, I hate older players. When you have too many of them, there's room for one or two.
But you're going to run a 22-year-old out of town? That's what's crazy about the Kuminga thing, and I think that's why Brock Purdy signed a contract. Yeah. How much time have we spent on it?
Who wants to talk about a contract extension? That's the most boring talk. Is he worth it?
He was great when Willard and this. He said all the right stuff, man. Oh,
boy, that's a surprise from St. Brock.
You got a problem with him?
No, he's.
I would want my daughter to marry a guy like that. Or Steph.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
What happened to my IQ test?
I got a couple questions here. We'll do it like 1/3 or so. Galen's in San Jose.
I got a friend named Galen.
How you doing, Galen?
Hey, how's it going, Goo? How's it going, Stein?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
But, I want to talk some Jonathan Kuminga here. I want to keep it short and sweet, but we need to be honest with what does he actually bring to the table here? Like rebounding, he's not a good rebounder for his position. Enough said. Passing, he's not a dynamic playmaker, of course, but he's a ball stopper. He's unable to keep the ball moving. He can't even swing it to the other side of the court. Defense, he's shown flashes where he could put the clamps on a perimeter player, but he's inconsistent. Team defense isn't there. Not a good defender. Spacing, not a good three-point shooter. Doesn't go off ball. Poor free throw shooter. Scoring, okay, this is where he's supposed to be good at. He scores 20-ish points a game, but his inefficiency is a problem. He's below league average. His true shooting percent is 53%.
Oh, my
league
God.
Average is 57. So in recap, J.K. doesn't rebound. He doesn't defend. He doesn't pass. He doesn't space the floor. He's a one-dimensional, inefficient scorer who scores below league average. What is he bringing to the table? That's not a good player by any means. This type of player will not contribute to a winning team in the NBA. This is the guy that people say is empty stats. So I don't know what you guys are seeing here.
I'm going to say real quick. Hey, I appreciate the homework. Don't leave yet. But what if I said throw all that out and watch the three playoff games against Minnesota? That supersedes what you're doing, man. Because he's going to lose that battle. What did he do when he was thrown in the fire against a damn good Minnesota defense? He shined.
Good. I love you, bro. But that's flash in the pan, and that's the problem with JK. He's shown us these flash in the pan, but all NBA players can do that. It's about consistency. We need to look at what he did over this season. He didn't shoot 70% from the stripe. He shot under league average in PS. He's just, you know what I mean, dude? He's not passing. He's not defending. Oh. He's not spacing the floor. He's not scoring efficiently. What does he bring to the table, man? Like, it's nothing, dude. I love the kid. It's not his fault. He picked up ball when he was like a teenager. You know what I mean? But, this is what we're dealing with. And if we want to, I was all on JK till this year. I was all homer. Oh. And then I'm like, you know what? You know, time to wake up and smell the coffee. I had to snap myself out of it and say, what are we doing here? And I took a step back, looked at it objectively like I'm talking about, and I'm just like, man, it's just kind of a bust at this point, man. He's bringing literally nothing to the table. If any caller can tell me what he brings to the table, I'm willing to hear it. But like I said, if you think I'm not, like, you know, making stuff up, it is what it is. But anyways, man, I love you guys' show. Listen to you all
every day. Have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, thank you, Galen. Thanks for listening.
I mean, he's not going to win any
metric battle. Other than that, how'd you like to play, Mrs. Lincoln?
I missed that reference.
It's, you know, he went down the list of everything he can do.
And yeah, right.
Then it's like, well, other than that, we like him. You know, it's like when Abraham Lincoln went to the play, that's where he got shot.
Yeah.
By John Wilkes Booth.
You know, I went to school and got a 1.43.
So that's why they say, you know, other than that, how was the play?
Did you see, now you got me being goofy, the video of our favorite Larry David at the Knicks game?
I didn't.
As you know, game one when that thing went off and they were clapping, and then when the ball dropped, it's like, you got to be, anyway.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You need a funny bone.
I got a great sense of humor.
To yourself.
Exactly.
But the point is, other people got to, you know, you got
to
share.
Yeah, you got to be clever. You got to be smart to keep up with me. I get it.
Well, Dibs
not,
is the
it's
master.
Not an acquired taste.
Yeah.
You got to either have it or you don't. And I know who's got it and who doesn't. Oscar Pleasanton. Hey, Oscar, what's going on, man?
Well, going. I don't know what I would do without this Odyssey app on the road here, heading up north for the holiday weekend.
Yeah. Nice.
Love all the Kuminga talk.
Where are you going, Oscar?
Kuminga talk.
Oscar, where are you headed?
I'm
We're
saying
going to
Chico.
Lassen National Park.
Yeah, up near Lake Almanor.
Wow.
Yes,
sir.
All right.
What a good
great
dad.
Area.
Yes,
sir. Listen,
good dad.
Love all the Kuminga talk. It's pretty simple. The last guy had it, nailed it in the head with all the stats. IQ. You cannot teach IQ. His physicality is great. His IQ will never catch up.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know about
coming
never,
from a black
but
man,
it takes time.
Coming
takes
from
time.
A black man, Stani, yeah. I am really tired when it comes to race after RG3 and Ryan Clark. Oh. And I would just tell the caller, when you bring up that, sometimes you can get on that road, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's Friday.
I don't.
You don't know what his IQ is, just like you guys don't know what mine is. You don't believe me.
No, we got a good idea.
I know what it is.
Huh?
You haven't even taken the test.
It's because I know I'm smart. Both my parents were English
teachers. You didn't
English
know how
teachers.
To do an expense report.
Yeah, I'm not great with numbers, but I'm divine with words.
All right, that's half of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a fraction
so,
of it.
So, in other words, I'm like Kuminga.
But what about common sense and people? That's where you lose.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm very well liked. But more than that, I'm respected. Right, Austin in San Jose? Okay. You know what? I got to get this guy.
Who is?
He's one of our favorites. He says I'm trolling.
Well, you do with the best of them.
Not today. Duck Sauce in San Jose. Hey, Duck Sauce, hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, hey. What's up, Duck?
How's it going?
Going well, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, I know I don't mean to be off topic, but I got to come to Goo's defense the other day. I didn't get a chance to call in.
Yeah.
You know, people coming down his road about Butler. Like, Steiny, you know how much I respect your hoop IQ. I refuse to believe that you don't have a problem with Butler shooting 20 times combined the last two games when you look at that roster and you see what your other options were.
I don't believe you.
I'm with Goo on that. I don't buy that. And you know, the people talking about he was hurt, yeah, that, I mean, he fell on his tailbone, no doubt that hurts, but miss me with that, man. We saw the hesitation at the rim before the playoffs even started. Yeah. We were talking about that, yeah. All of us. So, and I'll say this. To me, it's not even so much physical. Everyone's talking about it's mental. I think it's a mental thing he's got. He don't want to expose that he don't have the explosion at the rim anymore.
Wow, my
so,
gosh.
Anyway, man, but I'm with Goo on that one, man. I got a problem with that.
Baby.
That's ridiculous.
Let's ride.
Hey, but real quick on Kuminga, you know, I liked what City Boy was saying. Like, the guy, all his faults are valid. All these people calling in, 100% valid what he doesn't do, but he hasn't had a real chance to work through. I mean, his early in his career, Kerr's got him playing behind Anthony Lamb, for crying out loud. The guy shot threes with one hand. He's playing in Dolomite, Italy or something like that. So the guy's never had a long run of it, man. And, like, you know, he, for the sake of conversation, hear me out on this. Let's just say, okay, he is one-dimensional. All he can do is score. That's still a problem we got to address. We're acting like we don't have a problem scoring. We do have a problem scoring. So if he can't come in when Steph and if we're talking about how old they are, they need to sit more often. At the very least, let them cook when they're on the bench.
Well, I definitely do not disagree with. Mm.
And with, you know, his help defense, yeah, he loses track sometimes, but you want to – Podziemski, he couldn't guard a crosswalk. He's the worst on-ball defender we have, but we just let that slide. And last thing, I'll let you guys go. Hey, Goo,
I don't know, baby?
If you know, but Hoop It Up is coming back to downtown San Jose, man, late June. We might need a guy in the squad,
hey,
man.
Call back. I'm ready. I am ready
Bring
for that.
Bring a set of crutches, Duck Sauce.
All right. I'm going to call back and get the info, Goo.
Look, that was a
real call, man. He referenced the Dolomites.
Yeah, he did.
The mountain range in northern Italy.
Bastani.
Yeah.
This is how you try to Hannibal Lecter people with your takes when you have one. You agreed, but you made Willard think you agreed with him when he was saying there was nothing to see or I was being overly critical on Butler. The 20 shot attempts, you were the first one to, you don't tell Jimmy how to play. You don't tell Jimmy when to be aggressive. You were at that juncture in the regular season. And I think he was onto something, not wanting to show people if he's got it or not.
Yeah, what I saw was a player who, and I get it, you wanted him to shoot more. I saw a player that really couldn't get his shot.
Some
of the time.
That's scary.
What? And it's completely unforeseen.
No, when he came, he changed everything. I'm going to give him that. But when you needed him most.
Let's get older.
Who we got?
Who's out there? Let's go get Brooke Lopez and Udonis Haslem.
I'd go, stop. He ain't even playing. But would you?
Neither is Kuminga.
Who's the guy to call? We need Dwight Howard. You're about to go to the Hall of Fame.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Golden State Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Ask me what I'm doing tonight. After the Knick Pacers.
Let me guess. You're going to see Sinners again.
That's a great guess. No, I'm watching Valkyries. It's like watching the Warriors.
No, it's not.
No, it's like the season. I'm watching the Valkyries.
They actually play their young players.
Okay. But I'm just telling you, Stani, hoop hasn't really ended. And was Pods getting into it with the young lady on the Mystics? I didn't like that. We didn't got ousted in the playoffs, and you talking to the other team. That's just me.
They're not allowed to have a life outside their own basketball game?
No, he was getting into it with one of the Mystic players.
What's the problem?
It's not about you, Pods. Take a playoff.
He's in the front row.
He was in the front row.
He was on the court.
I know he was.
Come on, give him up, Pods. My man said he couldn't guard a crosswalk.
Yeah, I never heard that line before. It's pretty good. All right, who are we going to next? Hey, by the way, did you hear the news? There's a
start singing the news.
Spreading.
I know what it is. I said singing the.
What do you think about? Do you realize there's a rattlesnake advisory?
Where?
In the East Bay, the East Bay Regional Park District. There's a rattlesnake advisory.
Okay, what outlet did you get that from to see if it's real? Okay, how is that? What's going on for that to an advisory?
It's getting hot in the East Bay, and that's when the rattlesnakes come out.
My biggest fear, deer hunting.
What? Deer hunting? Why are you scared of deer hunting?
Rattlesnakes. When you're sitting there on a stump waiting for a buck, and you don't, you know, come get you.
Yeah, no, it's someone's. Let's go to SG in Fremont.
Somebody said talk about something new for once.
I just brought up the rattlesnake.
Ricky Sports Fanatic guy. I didn't like that. Going in your file.
Well, I told the YouTube chat to start ripping me.
Did you say?
Yeah.
You didn't put that in.
First, I asked them what they like about me, and then I said, go ahead and rip me.
Oh, that's why it's all. I was like, damn, he don't want to look at this.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's Joe. I'm like Joe Mazzulla. They're just words.
Or
it don't matter. Yeah. They're just words.
Not that one. They called me a stump. That bothered me.
By the way, the boss got you good.
Yeah, he did. He got a pretty good sense of humor.
Hey, did we get to SG and Fremont?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, just a thought, whether we think like, you know, Steve Kerr should kind of be influenced by the Phil Jacksons and the Greg Popoviches whom he played under. Remember, Phil had a triangle offense and that was a big deal. He used it well to get 3 championships. And then even when he got Malone and Gary Payton on his team, he still lost to Detroit. And Greg Popovich has also gone by similar, his dogged base and his set scenarios. So do you think like Steve Kerr says, hey, I'm going to go through the ball with moving the ball all the time. And if you guys can play in my system, stay. Otherwise, leave. And that's kind of not very good coaching if you would really look at it. Because you have to kind of evolve with the times. But you did a good job 10, 15 years ago by bringing this particular system in, which is a new system, and it got you 3 championships and then a 4th. But the players are all evolving as well.
Well,
you as a coach not be smart enough to evolve and use the players that you get in the market to become better instead of sticking with your dogged terms? I mean, LeBron and Curry bailed him out in the Olympics, otherwise he could have lost without using Tatum, who was at by then, I would say, the best player in the league.
Well, here's what I would say, SG, and I think you make a fair point. Is it time to fiddle faddle with the system? Well, that doesn't jibe with everything and anything for Steph Curry. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
A lot of good stuff.
I think you want a new system? Get a new point guard.
No. Well, you need to give the system a break. That's what we're learning. That's operation next season or this offseason. Get you some guys that can hold it down. Dude, this is 2 steps. I heard Spadoni's in it this morning. The offense is 2.
Oh, now that's the complaint.
No.
Like, seriously, that's where we're at.
No, I'm giving you the victory lap, but what are you going to do when you need to rest his ass? It shouldn't be a drop-off the way that it was.
It shouldn't be a drop-off. He's one of the greatest players of all time.
You know what I mean, Stani. You should be able to entrust a guy like Jonathan Kuminga to hold it down. Kerr's told us
listen
since 18.
Listen to what you're saying. You really think Jonathan, you lose Curry and everything he does, but Jonathan can hold it down.
Had you handled Jonathan correctly and Jordan Poole didn't get punched, Well, you would have some guys to hold it down while the chef sat. And now Jimmy, because you're going to need him to, you know, you're going to need to spell him.
Right. And the reason they got rid of those guys is because of Steph Curry, essentially.
Well, not Jordan Poole. We know why.
I mean, no, that's right. It was, they wanted to get old.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
They traded a 22-year-old for a 36-year-old.
I'm just telling you, you got to spell Steph next year in the regular season. It's never happened.
And then how are you going to make the playoffs?
Well, not spell him the way he's playing 20 minutes a game. You know what I mean. Get to moving, man. Shaking and baking. And making.
Sometimes you're just...
I'm too real for radio.
No, you're off.
Please. I'm saying what you're saying, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, let's get Steph some rest.
Why did director sports Lucas
he's
lick
37
me?
Years old.
He don't lick it.
Duh. Yes, he does.
Donnie, stop. Not an ounce of fat on him.
Okay. Well, and Pod's
the hamstring. Will you give me this? The hamstring was a fluke.
Don't give a rat's ass. He got hurt. And you should have known something was going to happen.
Yeah, not 16 years and we never had seen
it. No, he's never been hurt in 16 years.
Lucas, you may be looking at director of sports joining us, Donnie. Say hello to my little friend.
What, Lucas?
I don't know. He said hello. He said say hello. Hello.
You find a Red Bull?
I did a lot of reporting, actually. I walked around the building asking each and every person
I'm going to send an email. Stoney, you think I should send an email? No, just to let people know we're watching.
Yeah, actually, I do think you should do that.
I'm doing it after the show.
I can't wait to hear all the responses. Let's go to Sinkhole in San Francisco. Hey, Sinkhole. How you doing? Lucas, this is when we usually put a caller on the radio. Hey, Sinkhole, how you doing?
I'm blessed, and I enjoy your show, Stein and Guru. Listen to you guys all the time. Love it. Love it. You guys keep it 150. You know, I'm just disgusted as a Warrior fan, just truly disgusted that we put Jonathan Kuminga on this gigantic Petri dish and just have poked at him like we were in ninth grade biology. And Steve Kerr had the nerve to have this presser to just really just talk and kind of defend himself. I mean, let's talk about the inefficiencies across the board. About some of the young players, like a Paz. And it's not a black and white thing. It's a basketball thing. Let's just kind of, like, get that straight. And I think on the Willard show, Willard and Dibbs, you know, they're apologists for Paz. Let's just keep it 150. He had highlights, but he needs work. Mm-hmm. Think about it. And I heard Willard talk about, hey, before Steph got hurt, nobody called in about Paz's play. Well, that's untrue because I called in a couple of times talking about Pod's defense in the sack series. Way back in the sack series, he was on skates the entire time. Ellis had him on skates. Monk had him on skates. In the Clippers series, grown men just were digging in Pod's chest. Kawhi, all in his chest. And then James Harden. James Harden's first step isn't what it used to be, but he burnt Pod's. And Pod's Olayed and tried to, like, swat him from the back. Pod's was really great at intramurals. And at Hunch, but at this stage of the game, you're playing with grown men.
What's that? Hey,
get back in the
sinkhole,
gym.
Sinkhole, what's Hunch?
21.
Oh, okay.
Never heard that.
I never heard it called a Hunch.
Yeah, those are our guys,
first
though, man.
We call it Hunch. Yeah. 21.
No, hey, Sinkhole, thanks for calling. I mean, yeah, Potts. I don't think anybody can say, now Kuminga's leash is exactly the same as Potts.
But it was there was a position emphasis on it, too, but I didn't like Pod's defense in the playoffs, Donnie. He was getting hit and lit, and you play top tier and better talent. I get it. But the bottom line is.
What you want to finish your point first?
What is the bottom line?
Oh, my God, Donnie. There's a bag here.
So, boys, your producer for the last couple of days has been doing an amazing job.
Yes, he has.
He took this crime against. Well, Guru and humanity, the stealing of the Red Bull, really personally. And he felt bad for you, Goose. So open
now,
the present.
No, seriously.
What's in the bag?
The four Red Bulls. But why I was happy is I thought this was the original package. Okay.
Oh, instead it was out of the kindness of his heart.
No, that's an awesome gesture. But there still is pain. But this will help take it away. Stoney, I thought we both
Let
missed it.
Let the boss
it.
Talk.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I was asking people where it is. And what I found out is there's a camera in the kitchen.
Oh.
So how about that?
Yeah, let's go.
You know what, though, boss? That crap's always grainy, and you won't be able to tell if it's a man or a woman, if it's a 60-year-old or 22-year-old.
You know what? I've got a ton of stuff to do today. I'm a really busy guy. But I'm going to make it my number one priority to find out who took that.
Do you think you could get it done before the crossover's over?
You'll stay till 2:30 today.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Dude, these are cold ones, too.
Goo, you got something to say to your producer?
Hey, thank you. That's my guy.
Steven Rizzotto, shout out.
Yeah, no doubt. I call him Pasta.
How about the boss blowing up the clock at 1:12:28?
Gotta go.
Yeah, what we do have to go. Let me get the read. 1:42. It's 1:12 on a Friday. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
I'm not gonna do no trolling on you, Steiny. I'm gonna let you live for a day.
Not that funny, buddy.
Oh boy.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This is our last segment of the week.
No, it is.
Before the guys come in.
Second to last.
Quick question.
Oh,
do you have a prop? Hey, Rizzotto, thank you for the Red Bulls, man. Seriously. The best play in all of sports is what we just witnessed.
I don't know
what
you're talking
about. The play at the plate in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
I grew up on it.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's really
got
exciting.
Nothing, huh?
No, that's exciting. Seriously.
It was.
Wow.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Better than a dunk? Better than a Jonathan Kuminga ha-ha dunk?
Pops can dunk. Dude, my man said Pops couldn't guard a crosswalk. I will never forget that one. Anyway, what you got?
Go to Jocko. He's on the way to the foothills. Hey, Jocko.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey.
Hey, so, I think Taj Gibson is available if Adonis Haslam costs too much.
That's a good one.
Let me start off by saying I totally, you know, I think Kerr's a great coach. So let me preface all this with that. I don't want to replace him. But there's some blanket statements people throw out, like Kuminga can't play with Curry. And I mean, true or false, in 2023, when Wiggins was out for a long stretch, J.K. filled in, played with Curry, and helped the team get to the sixth seed that year. It took seven games to beat the Kings. But true or false, did he actually do that?
Yeah, I mean, he up until Wiggins came back at the end of the regular season.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so he can play with Curry. I just people say things like that, and it just kind of drives me crazy a little bit. And I know that, you know, this year maybe it didn't work out. But anyway, I just wanted to start off with that. But, Steiny, you said that he's blocked with it because the team has a glut of forwards. And I think that's, you know, we don't have a glut of athletic forwards. We have
nope.
a glut of forwards who are old and can't spread the floor. And I think that's a huge problem for this team moving forward is that they're going to build around Curry and Butler and Draymond, and only one of those guys can shoot.
Wow.
And, you know, what's easier to find, a rim-running stretch five or a rim-running stretch five that can also spread the floor and hit threes? I mean, I just think they're just barking up the wrong tree that they're going to try to find two guys because they mentioned they want a stretch five and a shot-creating, three-point shooting wing. And it's so they don't have a glut of wings. They have a glut of one-way players and offensively challenged players. And I just don't really get the direction they're going. But, you know, I keep trying to tell myself this is what Curry wants, and I should just, like, you know, appreciate everything he's done. But I think it's going to be a long couple of years. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, Jocko, have a great weekend, man.
And I didn't tell you this, Donnie, because you wasn't trying to do it on purpose, but there is something you like in me down rather than up. But the bottom line is, when I think about all this and try to just make it about current JK, Steph and Dre have the power, man, to go to the coach and be like, hey, coach, I think you got it wrong. We need them. And I guess I'm just bringing that up because I am pro JK just in regard to he is something we don't have a surplus of. I don't want him to leave, but I almost want him to leave for him to go somewhere else and start new. But just think about what he couldn't have done and the meat he left on the bone for Dre and Curry not to lobby for you. I mean, what would they say to me if they heard me even insinuate that?
Well, you wouldn't say it if they were around.
No, I'd be like, hey, guys.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Anyway. You got a question for me, IQ? Come on.
Let's take one more call.
This is it.
Nick in Ohio. Hey, Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, guys. I'm getting a double show fee here.
Well, congratulations.
Because only one of us is bringing it.
Hey,
about
Curry. Sorry, guys. I'm getting double feed here.
All right. See you later, Nick. Right, thanks for the call. We love you. We do love Nick. Nick, you know we love you.
Yeah. They said Michael Jordan had been drinking so much before a game the night before. The story tells that he saw three rims. He shot at the one in the middle.
That's what LeBron said when he made the three in this play-in game right in Curry's face.
Remember LeBron? That? You want to know what type of dude he is? They lost the 18 finals to Durant, and he went to the podium and had like a body cast on.
Yeah, he broke his hand.
Dude, nobody heard anything about anything, and the dude's in a cast from my elbow to my hand. Brian, you are special. I hate people like that. Can't just take an L.
What? You're weird.
Just now knowing?
Nah, you're all right. Willard laughed. Remember my guy Willard? Remember he said, Steiny had me cracking up earlier, and I was like, why? He goes, you called Guru weird. I was like,
hey, I didn't hear that part. Hey, can we get an IQ question?
All right.
You're not it. You're intimidating.
Bad questions.
No, oh, wow.
All right. Some people have submitted questions for Guru and to test him on this 143 IQ. And here's the first one from Ted Cadigan.
All right. Wow.
Name all the continents.
Now, that wasn't on my, I'm just saying, something like that wasn't on the test I took.
Oh, it's going to be on the next one. Were you that guy?
No,
Hey, Mrs. Fields, is this going to be on the test?
No. Well, I kind of was, but my pops was in the Navy 30 years. We lived in Japan. We traveled.
That's not
so
a continent,
in my room,
Japan.
Hold on. I had a globe. So I'm going to shock you with this.
All right.
Asia.
Okay.
Antarctica. Is that wrong? Hold on.
No, that's right.
Go on, Goo.
Go to the other
Africa.
Side.
Africa.
Yes.
My homeland. Europe.
How many times you been there? The Africa.
Yeah. Europe, my ancestors. Oh, boy. South America, North America.
Ooh, down to one.
And that would be where Bogut's from, Australia.
What about
what? Those are all seven.
So is the Arctic considered North America?
Come on.
Antarctica is apparently its own thing.
Right. Well, that's in the southern hemisphere.
No, well, that's what I'm
talking about northern. Okay. So, no, I'm saying in the northern hemisphere, I guess the Arctic is North America.
But for me
America.
To even get six or something, that's impressive.
Yeah, it was real good.
But that wasn't on my test. So I'm Oppenheimer-like. I was like, yeah. Could you have named all seven? Honestly. Not now after you heard me, Sam, but would you have been able to?
Probably could have gotten close.
Give me one more.
Austin and San Jose.
Good.
Steiny is dumb. Stay in your lane. See, now, Austin, I talk about this a lot.
Your boy,
but apparently it hasn't
all.
Gotten through. Now, there's a difference between good-natured and mean-spirited, and I felt like that was mean-spirited.
So the fact that I don't even want to do anymore because there's no win in it for me.
Well, here's an easy one for you. From our girl Tish. Where is she? This is Tish from Hercules.
All right.
My question for Guru. Oh, boy. I've all...
Oh, give it to me.
Well, do you want me to read the whole email?
Yeah. Well, how long is it?
This is Tish from Hercules. Right. I love you guys. Guru gets so emotional, and Steiny offers the pragmatic balance. Love the show. I can't read it. Here's the question.
Oh, my God. She says she didn't believe me.
She said, my man Goo does hit the reset too much with repeating comments on Jimmy Butler. And that's what the boss came in and said about 25 minutes ago.
Please.
He's out of takes. Okay. Where should we go in Union City to watch the playoff games, but not Buffalo Wild Wings?
Chaplains.
Where do the locals go?
Yeah, Chaplains.
Okay.
Yep.
That's about it.
What about the question? Wow.
Why is the sky blue? San Jose Jazz fan.
I proved myself today.
Zucci Main, how do you work with how did you get by working with Steinmetz for 7 or 8 years?
One of the hardest things of my life. Biggest accomplishment. I mean, dude, you are something else.
I'm pretty good, right?
You're something else. And the boss didn't come in about the Jimmy take. Don't sit that out there like that. I think I had the best ones at the station.
Oh, Jimmy Butler?
I'm the only had the guts to call him out. Well, Dibs, too. And you did, too. You just scared.
Jimmy Butler.
Dude, I can't believe Asia, South Africa, Steiny.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Oh, by the way, you had a lot of stuff you wanted to get to. Of course, you forgot. Go ahead. Give me your Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark.
Oh, well,
summation.
No, I just, it goes with my rant yesterday. We're just so divided. It's not Magic and Bird. Okay. I like Angel Reese. You're not Magic. Okay. You're jealous and envious of Caitlin Clark. I can say that and mean that. I got street cred. I know. And I didn't like when last year Caitlin Clark got hard fouled by Reese's teammate. And she just jumped off the bench like, yeah. You told on yourself. So it's all good. And I'm not saying Clark's an angel. My point is, no pun intended, she's better than Angel Reese. It ain't Magic Bird. That's all I'm saying.
But what do you think about the rivalry that they don't like each other? Is that good?
I want more of that.
Oh.
Yeah, I want more of that in sports. Well, not the jersey changing. Why I'm offended? That was not a hard foul by Clark on her, Steiny. Your thoughts? Last week, come on, man.
Well, first of all, one of the reasons...
She got up and wanted to fight her for anything.
Well, everybody missed, it happens all the time. Most people missed the big part of that. What are you doing? See, this is what you do. What are you doing?
People are giving me love for all those continents, and I'm taking him. I'm listening to you.
What did I just say?
One of the things that people miss.
That's right.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. Reese pushed Caitlin Clark's teammate out of the way to get the ball. So Clark was arms extended, that's a foul. She realized the refs weren't going to call it, and then she's well, now I got to take a foul. Reese got away with a push-off.
Do you think the Magic Bird comp works in this for the WNBA?
No.
Because it is a rivalry.
No. They're not on equal footing like Magic and
Don't
Bird.
Don't tell Angel that.
Why not?
Because I didn't like her whole tour she was doing in the offseason. Okay. Doing this, that, and the other. Get work on your game. You can't shoot, but you're jealous of Steph. Because that's what your girl is, Steiny.
What?
Caitlin Clark is the Curry of the WNBA. I ain't afraid to say
anybody going up to Bottle Rock this weekend? Risotto.
Negative.
Goo? Well, you're not.
No, I got the domino tournament. $50. You coming? It's Sunday.
Maybe.
Seriously.
I'm playing golf Sunday morning.
So maybe you'll be in a bad mood.
Yeah, not lately.
Oh. Look at Mal.
Yeah, I'm playing well.
All right. I'll text you. I don't want to see you. I can wait to Tuesday. They want to see you.
You wanted to talk about Around the Horn.
It's ending. Yeah,
that's big news.
Do you miss it?
I didn't. I was thinking about this.
It's been
off. The only time I've ever seen it is when it's on with no volume somewhere in this building.
Jemele Hill, Michael Smith, all
that
got
was like
their,
7 years ago.
Longer than that. Woody Page. I am kind of sad it's going away. But now they just got, well, I got to be careful, Stoney, because of nobody.
Now, why do you have to be careful?
Because of nobody calling somebody a nobody. But the last few years, like, who's this dude? Who's this
Tony Reale?
Well, he does the show, but the other people they got. Like the young and upcoming
Richie,
like we could have been on
Jimmy
there.
Dennis or what's his name?
They got a few guys.
I like them.
Yeah. Well, how would you like them if you don't watch?
I just like the way they look on TV.
Wow.
Hey,
you're the guy. So you're a picture book guy.
Exactly. Wow. When's the last book you read, Mouth?
Not
a magazine or an article on the internet.
A Richest Man in Babylon.
Yeah. That was a pamphlet.
Please, you asked. It's the book.
Yeah.
You like
What's
that?
What's it about?
Check it out. It's about just stacking coin. I'd appreciate bread.
Yeah.
Well, made my kids.
Clearly
read it
you haven't finished.
Oh my God.
That's it was published in 1926 and it gives financial advice.
Yeah. What is he laughing at?
Because
punk.
How many pages is it?
Dude, that, it's a thick book
and
it's yellow.
That's what we'll be able to tell.
It's 144 pages.
Right, you could get that done. You could get that done.
And Ralph Wiley, rest in peace, the great writer from D.C., Why Black People Tend to Shout. I think a lot of people here could read that book.
Why did
read
they?
That book.
Did he provide an answer?
It's so nuanced, I would do it a disservice by giving you one word.
Just give me the
I don't want to.
Topic sentence.
No, just read it. Yeah. Dude, I just named those continents and I'm getting nothing for it.
Hey, yes.
Thank you, baby. South America. North America.
Oh,
Africa.
Hey, you're about Billy Joel?
What happened? Uptown girl. Yeah.
She's been living in her uptown world. Unfortunately, he's got a brain issue, and he's had to cancel his latest tour. Billy
Joel. What
Joel.
Did I tell you? Be honest, real quick, before we get out. Oh, we got time.
I know.
I had somebody in the hospital. I'm frequently there, mm-hmm. and I think you know why. And I take walks around the wings of hospitals. It's not about what the Giants and Warriors are doing, people. It's not about what the Niners are drafting, who they're drafting. Life is precious. And other people have major battles bigger than what we think we got going on. So all I say is if you got something wrong with a relationship, a friend, a spouse, mom, dad, sister, brother, pick up that phone, fix it, and enjoy yourself and your family, friends, and loved ones. Because what's my favorite saying, Stoney?
Oh, God.
Too short has one. This is not that. Tomorrow is not promised. And if you think, oh, my golf swing is no good, take a walk around the hospital, Stoney. That did not do well.
I hate hospitals.
A lot of people are going through some heavy stuff.
I know.
And you know what? They're not getting out of it. So it just puts life in perspective. People, how you deal with Stoney? Because I've walked around hospitals. It can be worse.
I guess.
Well, people say it. Dude, I might need to do what's the when you
know.
Go record positive thoughts and people play it.
Affirmations?
I might be up to something. Dude.
Stop.
What you got?
I can't stand when you schnooker the text line like you're actually really Stoney, we've got to appreciate this life. And,
oh now that's real. Come on, Stoney.
I know. We got 5 minutes.
Title of the book, Austin and San Jose. I walk around hospital.
See,
that's pretty good. Title of the book, I walk around hospitals.
But so let me ask you this. This is funny because I've sometimes walked around a hospital. I make sure to never look in a room.
Oh, no,
No.
The sound,
no,
Stoney.
You look at the floor. You keep your head down. You don't want to look in other hospital rooms.
I'm not
rooms.
Snooping. I don't want it to come out. Only you can make that into.
You're going to see stuff you don't want to see.
But it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
There's no way to ignore it.
There's enough bad in this world. Yeah. I don't need to see more of it.
I hear
up
you.
Close.
I hear you.
I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to be positive, man. If you got something going or not going on with somebody, make it right.
Now we got 4 minutes. Hey, Lucas, what's up?
You miss Evan?
Oh.
He sent me.
I do.
He sent me a personal text on our thread.
Yeah, he sent it?
No, I got one without you on it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Book of Barnett, Steiny trying to fill space. Duh. I got 3 more minutes. You got something clever to say? Probably not.
This Probably has been a not. Great week, though, Steiny. What do you think? Just show-wise.
We were reaching a little bit. We've done better shows.
Well, you were without me Monday.
You've been more committed at other times during our show.
Good God.
You know, you're a little distracted sometimes.
But I didn't like that Billy Joel news. That's serious, man.
But you were just talking about how life's precious. You're right. You're right. I mean.
Who's working Monday? You or I'll be off.
It's a holiday weekend here at 95.7.
And we'll be recovering from Sunday's domino tournament. Dude, if I can win.
Hey, by the way, I didn't tell you.
Uh-oh.
You got abundant weight loss, and that's doing great for you.
What are you about to tell me?
I set a goal for myself, and I'm under it now.
Oh, okay, wait. Dude, you look good.
About 6 pounds.
Because the other day Everything I saw moderation. You and I was like, oh, Steiny, little tummy. But it vanished. You're leaving. No, we were somewhere. You were doing something. And I said, Steiny. I didn't want to. I told Evan. And then I said, "Not." Nah. And you took care of it. So I didn't. I'm glad I didn't bring it to your attention. Play it again, Pasta.
Play what again?
The round of applause. Yeah.
All right. We got about a minute. Oh, look at the Red Sox.
Dude, this is great. Why are they playing a day game?
It's a doubleheader. One was rained out yesterday.
Look at my man. Mm-hmm. How you doing in your fantasy baseball?
I'm doing well.
Seriously?
We're like first or second.
Who is we?
My partner, Johnny.
Oh, my gosh. You co-manage a team?
Yes. I know what. You
got to be the softest thing. Charmin.
Okay.
What fun is that? Sharing the glory.
Exactly.
Hey, you set the lineup, okay? I'm sending two. Joe Lacob is Joe Lacob. There's not Joe Lacob and Mo Lacob.
What
There's
about Peter Goober? Mouth. What about Goober Mouth?
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. So we're okay. We got about 20 seconds.
Don't change for Willard.
I wanted to talk.
New meaning to limping through the finish line today, boys. Way to go.
Shut up.
Hey, I'm feeling good.
Shut up.
I can't believe he jumped in and did
that. This ain't a you thing.
Wow. That's my quarterback.
I had one more. Oh, shoot. Hey, by the way, I'm starting to
lift some weights?
No.
Oh, you did it like you.
Walk. I'm starting to walk more.
Do you go Lake Mare? Because that's near you.
I've been getting off at 19th Street, and it's a 2-mile walk home. And all right. That segment, we got Willard and Dibs coming up on the other side.
People saying Lucas on fire.
That segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.